You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. As we were talking about a little earlier, in the lame duck session of the Michigan legislature, a package of bills is being debated. It would require already registered Michigan voters to present an ID card at the polling place. If you didn't have an ID at the polling place, you could vote, but you'd have to present an ID, a photo ID, to election officials within 10 days or your vote wouldn't count. Representative Lisa Lyons, a Republican, is the chair of the House Elections Committee, and here's how she explained the need for it.
I can't emphasize how simple this is. If you want your vote to count, you must prove your identity. We require an ID, a photo ID, to be presented in all forms of transactions on a daily basis, from banking to purchasing alcohol and cigarettes to getting married. And frankly, in our partisan party conventions, we require an ID to cast our ballots. This is not unheard of. So therefore, I believe the integrity and the sacrament of our elections is it is incumbent upon us to enact this legislation.
That was Representative Lyons arguing for stricter voting requirements in Michigan. Joining us now is the vice chair of the House Elections Committee, Democrat Representative Gretchen Driscoll. So how did you vote on this proposal in committee?
No.
Why?
Well, first of all, it's not just an ID. It's a photo ID. So, for example, a library card with your name and address on it would not be valid ID. And there are people that don't have a photo ID, number one. Number two, people are already registered to vote. There's a polling. This is – we're chasing a problem. There are other ways to solve perceived issue about whether or not that is an identity that they need to have a picture of. So we have a sign when people register to vote, they've signed a document. And we could be putting that on the electronic poll book and making government better for people and – supporting voters when they come to the polls instead of pushing them away. And I think what we've been doing over and over again in my 2 years here as minority chair has been pushing voters away.
So one of the things that one of the bills said that you could get a free photo ID from the state rather than, you know, the $8 you get charged for getting your license renewed, your driver's license renewed. Does that make a difference?
Well, again, it's going to be – if you're disabled and you don't have a photo ID because you don't drive, I mean, what kind of photo IDs are there really out there, right? Again, you're going to have to go find a way to get to that place where you're going to get that photo ID. So it's free. Why do we even have to set up a whole nother bureaucracy, a whole nother system, spend what they put $10 million on the package to try to set up some kind of system? It's really unnecessary.
Who's likely to be affected by this?
Well, folks that are don't drive, so lower income right. Folks, disabled folks, seniors, people, you know, from all spectrums. But also, you know, you and I, if I forget, sometimes I walk to the polls because I live near my polls. If I forget to bring my wallet, I'll be turned away. Right now, what you can do is you sign an affidavit and, you know, that's your saying, I swear that, you know, this is me. You know, we take absentee ballots from people in the mail. We don't have a picture of them when that ballot comes in. I mean, this is a signature should be valid.
So what's the motivation then? Why are the Republicans in favor of a photo ID? They say there's voter fraud that has to be dealt with.
Well, I think they should document that voter fraud because I think if anybody does really do the research, my research shows that since 2000, there's been 20 cases of in-person voter fraud across the country. I do not have one clerk that has identified, that I've been able to find in the state of Michigan, that has identified in-person voter fraud.
Democrats have said in the past that these kinds of attempts are basically disenfranchising primarily African-Americans because especially in inner city African-Americans because they're less likely to drive, they're less likely to have a photo ID. Do you think that that is a motivation for this?
Well, I think it's just, again, is my observation in my 2 years as minority chair has been this continued attempt to make voting more difficult for our voters. Voting is such a core value of our country. There's been lots of verbiage out there, people saying, Republicans saying, and there's documentation that when more people vote, Democrats tend to win. So, you know, that's possible. But for me, fundamentally, this is not a partisan issue. This is a fundamental right to vote. And in our state, we are one of the worst states in the country already for voting rights. We don't allow online registration. Arizona does online registration. It actually saves money. So if we want to be a state that's prudent with our tax dollars, we should be doing online registration. We should be doing early voting. That would be a more secure form of voting because that would be probably where the clerk is located. It wouldn't be at a precinct. We should be allowing no reason absentee voting. Most states in the country are doing those things. We are one of the worst states in the country for voting rights and modernizing our voting for the 21st century.
Are these proposals you've introduced?
Yep. Ultimately, we did a voter bill of rights that we were trying to get on the ballot, have 2/3 of the House vote on that. But the timing, because we didn't really vote that this summer because of breaks, we did not have the opportunity to get that to move forward. And I do think that there is definitely opportunity for our voters to get more engaged on this issue because it is something that a lot of people are very concerned about, the ability to vote in a reasonable manner. I was at the polls on Election Day. The lines were out the door, in the cold, in the dark. And that is really – it's not necessary.
So this is the lame duck session. Is this going to get rolled through regardless of concerns about it?
Well, I'm in the minority. So I did hear that the speaker had said that he supports the package. And I would just urge – I will be bringing up again, there are ways to make government more friendly to citizens and still protect the rights of our voters and make it a safe and secure and modern voting system. Again, we have an electric poll book. We have been upgrading over time technology. I mean, how many things do we do online? And I know there's the security and we want to make sure there's barriers between the poll book. So I'm not talking about going through the internet, but when you go to vote, there is a line with your name and address. Well, you could have your signature right there too. We can all those signatures are already digitized. We could put that on that line. So when people sign that affidavit saying, "Oops, I forgot my photo ID," for people that forgot or they don't have a photo ID, they sign their affidavit and right there on the computer, it shows their signature. Instead, we're setting up a whole new bureaucratic system.
That is Representative Gretchen Driscoll. She is the vice chair of the House Elections Committee. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.